Let's go to another wonderful promise in 1 Corinthians chapter 10. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we have a wonderful promise of God, which has been a tremendous encouragement to me through many, many years. 1 Corinthians 10:13, promise number 3. God is faithful, in the middle of that verse, who will never allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear, but will with every temptation make a way to escape so that you can endure it. I tell you, I would be scared to face the future if I didn't have that verse. God will never allow you to be tested by a test which is so massive that you cannot bear it. Now, if you don't put your amen to that, well, then you may face a test which is going to be too much for you. Because everything is according to faith. I'll tell you one thing in the New Testament. Faith means you put your amen to that check. If faith is that simple, you put your amen at the backside of that check. And if you don't do that, you will not get it. You will not be saved from your sin. You will not be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You may face some massive trial which you can't handle. But I don't believe in my entire life, however long I live, I will never face a trial which is too much for me to handle. I'll never face a trial which I cannot overcome. I will never face a trial in my life where I have to grumble. I will never face a trial in my life where I have to complain against God or against any human being. Never. Not because of what I am. I'm not talking about my ability. I'm not under law. Law is my ability. I'm talking about God's ability. He is faithful. Never to allow me to face a trial which is too much for me. You see that in the book of Job. Job was the first book written in the Bible. And what the very first thing you see there in the first chapter of the first book that God wrote is, you have to get God's permission. Satan has to get God's permission before he sends a trial into the life of a man of God or a woman of God. He has to get God. The trial may be massive, but he has to get God's permission first. Without God's permission, it cannot come to you. And when I look back over my life, you know, I can see that there were certain things which God did not allow to come into my life until I was able to bear it. I remember it was about 16 years after I was born again. 16 years after I was born again that God allowed every single Christian group almost in India to call me false teacher, heretic, false prophet, all types of names. I couldn't handle it when I was just a Christian of 2 or 3 years, and God didn't allow it to come. He trained me and prepared me and strengthened me for 16 years, and then the devil goes to God and say, okay, can I get everybody to call Zach a false prophet and heretic? God says, now you can. He wasn't ready for it till now. Isn't that good of God? I think I would have collapsed in discouragement if that had happened to me when I was a Christian of 4 or 5 years. I'd have just given up. But I didn't give up because God prepared me in 16 years for it. I was a Christian for about 39 years before God allowed the devil to take me to court. I couldn't have handled it before. I think the devil would have gone to God and said, can I take him to court now? God said, no, he's not ready for it. 20 years, 30 years, no, not yet ready, not yet ready. 35 years, no, no. And then one day God says, devil, okay, now you can have it. I tell you, when you understand this, you don't deal with men. I don't deal with men. No man can touch me. It is impossible. I am a servant of God. It's God who opens the hedges and allows the devil to do something. And he will never allow that to happen before he has prepared me for it. And then I can be an overcomer. It's wonderful. He will never allow you to be tested beyond your ability. You will not face the test that I face because you may not be strong enough for it yet. That's just like saying a 6th standard student will not get a question paper which a 10th standard student gets. I mean, that's not a great revelation, is that? No. It's a very simple truth. That's exactly this verse. A BSc student is going to get a tougher maths paper than a 4th standard student. That's all this verse is saying. God will not give you a question paper that's too tough for you. He'll see which class you're in and He'll give you that. So whenever a question paper comes, don't say this is too tough for me or we didn't study this portion. All the excuses people make nowadays. No, Lord, I can overcome this. This is not something beyond my ability. Have you heard some believers say, oh, this is getting too much for me. God is a liar. This is getting too much for me. God is not a liar. The Bible says God is faithful. You probably did not put your amen to that verse. Put your amen today and say, Lord, I believe with all my heart. Not what I am. No. But You are faithful. You will never allow me, never, not in 100 years, will You allow me even one day to be tested beyond my ability. But when a test comes, You'll give me a way to overcome it. It's a wonderful promise. That's why you can face even 10 years from now. I don't know what's going to happen in India 10 years from now. I don't know what persecution is going to come on Christians years from now, but I tell you, humanly speaking, I'm scared. I've read of people who are persecuted where they pull out their nails and poke things through their tongue, and I can't stand that. And I say, Lord, if You don't give me grace, I may even deny Jesus Christ. I won't be like Peter, say, oh, if all men deny You, I will not deny You. I won't say that. I'll say, Lord, I'm a weak person, but because I'm a weak person, I cling to You. It's good to be weak. You know, the little 2-year-old who never tries to cross the road himself but holds on to daddy's hand is much safer. So as I was saying, the 2-year-old clings on to his father's hand, says, I'm scared, Dad. I can't cross this road alone. There's too much traffic. And he crosses safely. But the 7-year-old who's pretty bold says, oh, Dad, I know, I can grow. Let there be a lot of cars going. And he gets run over. Don't be like the 7-year-old. Be like the little child who clings on to daddy's hand and says, I can't cross this. This world is too dangerous, Lord. I can't walk across alone. I hold Your hand and You hold mine. And we'll cross over without any problem. So I'll never be like Peter saying, oh, if all deny You, I will not deny You. What I say to the Lord is, Lord, humanly speaking, I am a coward. If people start pulling out my nails, I don't know what I will deny. But I know that You will not forsake me. I cling to You, and therefore, I know that You will never allow me to be tested beyond my ability. But in whatever situation, even if it means somebody pulling out my nails or torturing me for my Christian faith, You will not allow me to be tested beyond my ability. And like those saints and martyrs of old who suffered and overcame, I will also be overcomer. But let Your confidence be in God. A lot of our problems are because we have confidence in ourselves. One of the main things that God wants you to learn is to have no confidence in yourself.